Hello, front desk.
Yeah, hello. I am trying to make an appointment for
yes.
For the spa, you know, at your facilities.
Is this Mrs. Leavenworth?
Yes, this is Mrs. Leavenworth, of course.
Oh, of course. Yes, Mrs. Leavenworth. Yes, when would you like to come in?
I was wondering if you had an opening today.
Yes, we had a recent cancellation.
Oh.
But it's in 20 minutes. Do you think you could get here?
I'm actually right outside, so.
Oh, really?
Yes,
I'm coming right in. As long as you don't mind waiting 20 minutes.
If I must, yes, I will wait the 20 minutes.
Help yourself to the cucumber water. Oh, hello!
Hi.
Yes, you were just right outside.
Yeah, I was just...
Already parked and everything.
Good. I was just on my phone right outside.
Oh, well, fantastic. I guess I'm going to hang up.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to hang up, too.
Just talk to you right here. How have you been? It's been a little wild since you've been to the spa.
Well, I've been really stressed out because I haven't been to the spa. So, you know, like my life is so busy all the time. I'm just running around and I also spend a lot of time, you know, right outside here wanting to call and wanting to.
Just call.
Well, I.
You're always welcome here, Mrs. Leavenworth.
Harold, you know I have anxiety. I have so much social anxiety, Harold.
Mrs. Leavenworth, no, you're very well liked here at the spa.
Harold, you are so kind.
You give the best Christmas cards.
Well, I do write them.
Any of our clients.
Really?
Oh, yes. Some clients don't give any at all.
Oh, I mean, I don't really tip much, but I do give the best Christmas cards.
Right,
I write them with my whole heart.
Yeah. the tipping.
Is there a problem with my tipping?
Well, I mean, look, I'm front desk, so I don't really get tips anyway. But,
And does that make you sad?
I don't know if it makes me sad, but it does make it... There's kind of a divide among the staff. There's those that receive tips and those that simply receive wages. And we don't really relate to each other much.
Well, who makes more money in the end?
It really depends.
On how much the people tip?
Yes, exactly. On how much they tip. So if people tip a lot, they make more money. But when they don't tip a lot, we make more money. So the resentment is kind of like a tennis ball being batted back and forth based on how much other people tip.
Well, then I should never tip.
Oh,
because then you come on top if I don't tip them.
What you don't understand is that breeds resentment toward us. When they make a lot of tips, yes, they're doing better than us, and we resent them, but it's better to be in that position. Then we're the underdogs. Then we have the sympathy.
But don't you want to make more money than them?
But I don't make more money regardless of how much you tip them. But if I'm in the power seat, when we're in the power seat, they treat us so poorly.
Oh.
The more you tip them, the nicer they are to us. I mean, yes, they pat us on the heads and treat us like pets, but...
Better, they do it nicely.
Yes, it's better than they do it being nicely. Treated like a pet that somebody doesn't even like.
Oh, man, I know what it's like being in the doghouse.
Oh, do you? Mrs. Leavenworth, what do you mean? You're so kind.
Well, my husband, he's sent me to the doghouse. I've had to sleep on the couch.
Oh, my God,
for
Mr.
just a few weeks.
Mr. Leavenworth did this?
Yes, Mr. Leavenworth. He is a little aggravated towards me.
What kind of a dispute could you possibly be having with Mr. Leavenworth? I mean, if I dare say so myself, you are such a lovely woman. I can't imagine...
Harold.
I can't imagine being cross with you.
Well, Harold, Mr. Leavenworth, or Robert as I call him, just a little inside to my life.
Sure.
Robert
yes.
Leavenworth has been very angry because I drove his car, his precious little Porsche.
Oh.
I drove it around and I yes. might have scratched it just a little bit. And so I haven't slept in my bed since.
When was this?
4 weeks ago.
4 weeks? That's practically a month.
Yes, yes. And so our little doggy Princess has been sleeping on my side of the bed.
Oh my God, do they usually they sleeping in the bed in your place?
Yes, yes. And I'm sleeping in the couch.
My God, Mrs. Leavenworth, that's horrible. You're sleeping in the couch?
On the couch.
Because you're so slim, you fall through the cracks in the couch.
I do sometimes kind of. I am very petite.
Yes, you're quite demure.
Harold, you're making me blush.
Oh, no. Mrs. Leavenworth, I mean, a car is but a material thing.
I agree. And I agree.
You are a, if I dare say so, a beautiful living creature.
Oh.
Deserving of respect and admiration. From your dear husband.
No one's ever talked to me this way.
Not even Mr. Leavenworth?
Oh, no, no, dear, no. He just says, oh, what? You stupid woman,
what?
Go
no.
to the kitchen.
Oh, and, my gosh.
You know, like men speak.
Oh, no. Why? That's terrible.
Oh, I don't know. I don't mind it. It's just the way men speak. My dad was that way, and now my husband. And
really?
Yeah.
That's... interesting, because in my house, if you don't mind me sharing...
Of course, Harold.
Every night, I go home around 5 o'clock, and I cook dinner for my beautiful wife and our three daughters.
Oh, I didn't know you had daughters.
And then I clean the table and do the dishes, and and all those nice things.
Wow.
While my wife goes outside and chops firewood.
I didn't know a man could do any of those things. I didn't know that was possible.
Well, I don't understand.
I didn't even think your body could do such a thing as clean and cook.
In your
poor constitution, you could never do that.
Oh, no, no, no. It's quite easy.
What? Oh. Well, my husband, Robert, has always said, well, honey, my constitution,
Does he have a weak constitution?
Well, if you think I'm petite, you should see him.
Oh. Is that why he never joins you at the spa for couples?
Yeah, no, he's very embarrassed of his body.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we offer many things for various couples.
Oh, I've seen the menu and I've perused.
Yes.
But no.
No, I wouldn't dare
recommend.
All right. Well, okay. I mean, he's missing out. I mean, it's very nice. Me and my wife, I get a discount. We come about once a month and get a couple's massage together.
Oh, wow. I didn't know couples could do those sort of things together, really.
Yes. Couples massage, couples mud bath.
Oh, oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm blushing. Harold, I'm blushing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you can even reserve the sauna for just the two of you.
Oh, wow. Well, that's unexpected. Could Princess come with us?
The dog? No.
She's a little poodle.
It's not safe for a dog in a sauna.
Well, what about the massage? Could it be couples plus Princess?
Well, I don't think our masseuses are qualified to massage a dog.
Well, she's just tiny, a tiny little thing. She's just a little floof of white hair, and she has little pink bows. Oh, it's just precious, precious little cutie.
Would you settle for a vigorous petting?
Yes, Sarge, you would love it.
Okay,
if you're
good.
Your
okay.
Favorite thing.
Well, that we could probably work out.
Oh, it's the
we
favorite thing.
We could probably work that out.
Oh my goodness!
And you think your husband would go for that? Do you?
Well, I would certainly want to ask him, and maybe that would get me out of the doghouse.
Well, I mean,
we
got 20 minutes, and actually, the cancellation was a couple. So, in fact, if you can call him up, and if he can get here right now, I could even probably do it at a bit of a discount.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm going to call Robert. I'm going to call him right now. Okay. Okay. Brr.
Hello?
Robert?
Yes?
Hi, sweetheart.
Hello? Yes, Susan? Good to hear from you in the middle of the day.
My sweetheart, I know that we're not on the best terms, but...
I got a lot of work here, honey.
No, Robert, listen.
Is this really...
Listen.
Is this important, or...
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Of the utmost importance.
Okay.
There is a cancellation... A cancellation at the spa at the hotel.
Okay.
Nearby.
Take it. That's great, honey. Have fun. Have a good time at the spa.
It's for a couple.
Okay,
massage, baby.
You're gonna do it with a friend of yours? That sounds wonderful, honey.
No,
okay,
Robert, I
got a lot of work here. All right.
Okay. Of course, Robert.
Uh huh.
Anything you say, honey.
Okay. All right.
Oh, Harold, you know men, always busy.
What, he's too busy? He won't do it?
Yeah, I guess he has, you know, man stuff to do. You know, busy work.
I mean, I hate to see this, but you kind of let him just bowl over you there. I mean, the whole conversation.
Well, I did have it on speakerphone.
I mean, you gotta ask for what you want in this world. You gotta put yourself forward. No one's gonna give you what you want. You have to make some demands sometimes.
Oh, Harold.
Yeah.
You're saying incredible words, but how does one ask for what they want?
You tell them. Get your butt down here.
Okay. I'm gonna try that. Yes.
Our relationship depends on it.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I'm going to be decisive. I'm going to say, and I'm going to make him come.
Good.
To the spa.
All right.
Okay.
Call him back.
Brr, 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 brr. Hello, honey.
Robert.
Yeah.
Okay. I have something to say.
Okay, what? Okay.
You need to get your butt down to the hotel.
Okay. All right.
On the corner of Lexington and King. Robert?
Honey?
Robert?
Honey?
Yes, honey?
My boss is in the office right now.
Oh.
You're on speakerphone and everyone can hear you.
Well,
this is very embarrassing.
This is certainly not for sex, everybody. It's just...
Nobody thought it was for sex.
Well, it's a hotel.
Everyone can tell you're mad at me.
Robert, it's a hotel. I'm not mad at you. Robert, I love you. I love
you,
Robert.
You're not mad?
Of course not.
Okay, good. Because I'm very busy here at work.
Could you...
What?
You need to get your butt right down here.
What?
Right this moment.
Hey, my...
Robert.
What?
And bring Princess.
What?
Massage. A couple's massage, Robert.
You're calling for me about an emergency massage?
Yes. Absolutely. And I am a new person, a new woman. Because of my friend Harold, I will say what I want and will think
Harold.
What I need. And I will be the womanest woman.
Okay, honey, that's great. You can woman it all you want. But I have my boss in my office. This is very important. And I mean, it's how important. Okay. Let me just finish up here. Where you're at the spa?
Yes, it's only 10 minutes from your office.
Okay.
So you've got 10 minutes to finish up with your boss. Hello, boss. Please finish up.
Hello, Mrs. Leavenworth.
Oh, It's nice to talk to you again. We'll have to have you for dinner.
Okay. All right, honey, all right, I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay.
There you go. See?
I'm a progressive woman.
That's right.
I am a progressive woman.
You did it.
Oh my goodness. I think I'm about to pass out.
Well, please don't.
Oh, I'm not going to hear the end of this.
Experience the massage.
Yes, yes. And is one person massaging both?
No, there are two masseuses.
Oh, frisky. Okay. Oh, and what about Princess? Does she get her own person?
No.
Will you do the vigorous petting?
I can. Carol? Do you want me to?
Yes, please. I will tip you.
Oh, okay. Wow. Don't do it in front of people.
Oh, because the politics and the dynamics.
Set the political order within the spa.
Especially because I never tip them. Exactly. Oh, you I am understand. So bad. Yes, Harold. I tell you what.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the bookstore.
Oh, the one next door?
Yes.
Who?
And I'm going to buy a book.
Oh.
And I'm going to put all your tip inside the book.
Inside the book, okay.
And then I'm going to give you the book.
All right.
And say, oh, Harold, you must read this book.
I gotta read the book, okay?
Yes. And I'll be right back. I'm just gonna go get this book.
That's perfect.
All right. I'm so excited.
Good plan.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Hi, sir. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a book. You
came to the right place.
Maybe we sell a books. Book about...
What's up?
Oh, I don't know.
What?
Mental health?
Mental health?
Yeah.
Lots of books about mental health.
Okay. What about a book about...
Like delirium? You want a book about delirium?
Delirium tremens?
What? I don't know.
Yeah.
What that is.
Oh, it's an illness that if you drink too much, you get delirious.
Okay. Sure.
And you see pink elephants and things like that.
Yeah, what that is?
Mm-hmm.
I've always seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my ex-girlfriend had a tattoo of a pink elephant.
Oh.
She was, like, a big alcoholic, you know?
Oh, no.
And, like, I never knew what that was about. So, it's, like, a thing. That's, like, a thing people see or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people drink too much and they see, like, an elephant.
Yeah, when your liver's basically gone, it's...
Man.
That's what they say.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I should have known. I guess I should have seen that tattoo and known.
Like, yeah.
That was a problem, that she had a problem, you know?
That's always the tell. The pink elephants come out and you know everything's going to shit.
Sometimes you don't find out, you know, like who somebody is, you know? You're like...
You think you know somebody.
You think you know somebody and then like, you know, you come home, they're drinking all the time. Are you okay? Are you okay, ma'am?
Oh,
ma'am.
I just...
Ma'am, are you okay? Here, let me hug you. Let me give you a hug. Here.
Everybody's so kind to me, except my own husband.
What? Oh my God, ma'am. What? Your husband isn't kind to you?
Oh, he never hugs me.
He doesn't
hug
you?
He never says anything kind to me.
What?
Nothing, not once.
A beautiful, kind lady like you that's clearly intellectually curious enough to want a book about mental health?
Oh, well, to tell you the truth, I just want the book so that I can tip someone secretly.
Oh, why do you want to tip them secretly? How will they know they're being tipped?
Oh, because we pre-planned it.
Oh, so they know.
I'm basically a spy. Okay.
I was going to say, because if somebody like handed me a book and there was money in the book, there's a good chance I'm not really going to read that book and I might never even know there's money in the book. I could end up selling the book to a used bookstore. There's money just sitting in the book. I never even knew. What if that's happened already?
Oh my goodness.
I sell books to used bookstores without reading them all the time.
I need to tell him again and remind him. While I give him the book, I'll just wink and say,
you wink.
This is like, not a tip. Wink.
What are you paying this guy for?
Oh, for vigorously petting my dog. Yes.
You pay somebody for that?
Well,
is your dog like not good to pet?
Well, she's a little, you know.
No, I don't. I like petting all dogs. You would not need to pay me to pet a dog.
Really?
No. Well, I would pet a dog for free. As vigorously as you want.
Well, I think that is absolutely wonderful. I think I must bring my dog here.
And maybe, is that what you're going to do?
Well, we're going to get a couple's massage. And
you're getting a couple's massage?
Yes, with my husband.
Oh, with your husband. So he is doing something with you.
Because I forced him.
What? You had to force him to do a couple's massage with him?
I had to scream at him and tell him, man. You get your butt down here.
You know, that's crazy. Ever since I was 13 years old and I first dreamed of like having a lady, I always thought me and that lady will get a couple's massage together. And I've never done it.
Do you have a lady? Day,
no. I haven't had a lady for quite some time.
Oh, please.
I've always wanted to get a couple's massage with a beautiful lady. Oh. In fact, the idea that some other guy has the audacity, the arrogance, to need convincing to get a couple's massage with not just a lady, but a lady as fine as yourself, if I do dare say.
Oh.
It is an insult. I now need a book about mental health.
Oh my goodness. Please, I must know your name.
My name?
Your name.
Steven.
Steven? Oh, mm-hmm. Steven.
It's nice to meet you.
I have to confess,
What? What is it?
You've made me feel a certain way that I've never felt before.
Oh.
You...
What?
You gave me goosebumps.
Goosebumps?
Yes, Steven, goosebumps.
What's your name?
Susan Levensworth.
Susan Levensworth? Look at my arm.
That is...
Look at my neck.
What is that?
It's bumpy as fuck, that's what it is.
Wow. I need to show you something.
What?
I have a tattoo.
Okay.
Look at my arm.
It's not a pink elephant.
No.
That's good.
It's a regular white elephant.
It's a regular white elephant. Do you think... Is that how you see yourself? As a white elephant?
Yes. Just something to give away, a charity, to toss around and...
You see yourself as a burden and something unwanted?
Yes. Yes, Steven, yes.
But a white elephant, in my opinion, a white elephant, every white elephant, is an undervalued, underappreciated, unseen thing. And if people would just simply take the time to look and gaze upon the white elephant, they would see that the white elephant is the most beautiful elephant of all.
Oh, Steven, I think I'm in love with you.
I think I'm in love with you too.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I have to cancel that couple's massage.
No, what? That's my dream.
You want to go together?
Yes.
But my husband is on his way here. What am I to do?
Well, you have to leave him. I'm putting my foot down here, Susan. It's Susan, right?
Yes.
I'm putting my foot down.
Steven.
You have to leave your husband.
Let me ask you one thing, Steven.
What is it?
What do you think a role of a woman is in a relationship?
The role of a woman? I don't know, like whatever she wants it to be.
Like freedom and freedom of speech?
I don't, well, of course, freedom of speech.
My husband only lets me talk on certain times.
What? That's fucked up, dude.
I mean, I can only speak on Sundays and sometimes over the phone if I have to call him over emergencies.
I mean, look, like, look, if I'm like really trying to watch a movie, I might be like, hey, can you not right now? But other than that, I really don't see why it would be an issue.
Oh, Steven, I'm so used to being quiet, so I can be quiet during all the movies.
Okay. I mean, some movies I don't really care.
Well, what movies do you not care about?
It really depends, you know. If I've seen it like a bunch of times already and I'm kind of just watching it while I'm dicking around on my phone, like, feel free to talk to me. But if I'm like, I'll let you know. Like, if you start talking and I'm like, hey, duh, or like I give you a look like, that means I'm trying to watch.
So then no quiet, no talking.
So are we doing this?
Yes, Steven, yes. But you're I have to leave talk your to husband. Him. Oh my goodness.
We're going to get a couple's massage.
And you're okay with bringing my sharp dog and with me?
Yeah, like I said, I love petting dogs. I could pet your dog while we get the massage.
She's very sharp. I'm warning you.
What do you say sharp?
She just has a texture, I guess.
Oh, no, that's good. That's cool.
It kind of feels like sandpaper, I guess.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. I got rough hands.
Okay. That she actually might soften your hands.
Oh, fun.
Because she's so rough and sharp and
I could use that.
Yes. I hope it doesn't hurt your hands, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, but what time is your husband? Well, he's already...
He should be coming here any minute. Just
is he coming here to the bookstore?
No. He doesn't even know about books. Oh, goodness.
He doesn't know about books?
Well, he would never be reading books. He would never be caught dead in a bookstore.
Oh, that's crazy. Books are like, I think, the most magical objects.
Oh, Steven.
I mean, you open them up and they just take you to another world or into someone else's mind.
Oh, Steven, they could even have money inside of them. Books are magical. Yeah, I never even thought of
that. Until, well, I guess I did think of that.
You can write messages inside of them.
Yeah, well, sometimes people write stuff in books and then they sell them to a store like ours and we don't know there's messages in the books and then we sell them to somebody and then they get mad and they think we should know that somebody wrote, you know.
Is there any rude messaging inside these books?
Sometimes it's rude.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes it's footnotes. A lot of it's footnotes.
Oh, okay.
But that can be rude. Really rude.
Yes. Very rude. But maybe sometimes it's a nice dedication or a nice, I love you.
It's usually rude.
I love you, Susan Levensworth.
Oh. Susan, I'll write that in a book for you. I'll write that in a book 1,000 times.
Oh, Steven. Oh, please do. I'm going to break up with Robert.
Let's do it. Let's go do it now.
Are you doing it with me?
Well, I mean, I want to make sure you do it.
Oh, Steven.
Is it just next door?
Yes, at the hotel. Yes.
Oh, yes. The spa?
Cool. You just go through the lobby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I always see that sign for the couple's massage, and I just tear up
every time. Well, your dreams are coming true today, Steven.
Thank you, Susan.
Hi.
Is it that guy with... Oh.
Harold? Oh, sorry. Sorry, Steven.
Yes. Who's this?
This is Harold. Harold, this is Steven.
Oh, you work in the bookstore next door?
I do.
This is not my husband,
yes,
Steven.
Yes, well, he doesn't really look like he'd be your husband.
No. My husband is a teeny tiny man. Maybe half my size.
Okay.
And at least a foot shorter than me.
Oh.
Oh, she's only four foot.
That angry-looking man coming in here right now.
Oh, that's him. That's him.
All right, honey, I'm here.
Robert?
Okay. I don't have a ton of time.
Well, Robert.
Okay.
You don't need a ton of time, and I'm going to tell you
why. My boss is expecting me back, so let's do this massage. Let's get it done, wrap it up.
Robert?
I'll take a quick shower.
May I interject, Robert?
Then I'll head home. What?
Do you have Princess with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have the leash, please?
Yep. She's in this bag here.
Okay. Oh, princess.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, good girl, princess. Okay, Robert.
Uh-huh.
Now that I have princess in my possession, mm-hmm. I have something to say. Okay. And I'm going to say it with my new phone.
Do we have time for this?
Free speech.
I mean, if you want to get a massage, we really got to get moving, honey.
Robert, please.
Because I've got a lot of work. I'm a very busy man.
You're right, Robert.
I'm a busy, important man.
You know, I got a lot of work. Oh, Robert.
So let's get moving here. I mean, you're very... I took a time out of my day to come down here and meet you.
You're right, Robert.
And now I feel like, you know, it's just one thing after another. Now you're belaboring the whole thing here. So let's get moving. Let's go get the massage. I'll go back to work.
I know,
Maybe we'll go out for dinner tonight.
Or
at least get takeout.
Oh. Whatever you say, Robert. Whatever you say.
Yeah.
No, Robert, no. I can't go back to this. I have found love.
What?
I have found love.
Honey, have you been reading greeting cards again?
As a matter of fact, I've been reading self-help books. And as a matter of fact, I met a man.
Oh, boy.
While encountering a self-help book.
Was it this guy here behind the desk?
Oh, no, that's just Harold.
No, I'm just
Harold.
All right. Well,
no, it's this really tall man. This 6'1" man.
What?
Yes.
Him?
Oh, yes.
He looks like a bum.
Hey, I'm not a bum. I work at a bookstore.
He is not a bum. He is Steven.
Yeah, my name's Steven. Nice to meet you.
Okay. All right, so what? You love this man?
I do, mm-hmm, Robert. Mm-hmm. He is 2 feet taller than you,
mm-hmm,
and he is kind, and he allows me to speak.
Well, so what, you're leaving me?
I think so, yes.
You signed a prenup.
Yes. I don't know what that means or what that entails.
Oh, okay, good.
I just signed the things you said. Sign here.
Yep, that's right. All right, fantastic. So, do you think you can be moved out by, I don't know, the end of the weekend?
Well, Robert, I didn't know this meant I had to move out of my house.
Well, it's not your house anymore. It's my house. Perhaps you can stay with the Steven gentleman.
Steven?
Or here in the hotel.
Steven?
Yeah.
Do you have a house?
Well, my mom has a house.
And you live with your mom?
I live in the same house as my mom.
Is it like you live in the basement or you have your own bedroom?
I do not live in the basement.
Okay, so you have a bedroom right next to your mother's bedroom?
I live in the attic.
Oh, okay. I think I can live with that.
Uh-huh. It's kind of like the attic over the garage.
Okay.
So it can get a little hot.
Oh, I run very cold. I'm so petite.
Okay, cool.
My body does not keep any warmth. Cool.
I like it cold. But it doesn't get real cold.
Okay.
So I do sleep with like an open cooler full of ice next to the bed.
Well.
And a fan.
I come, my parents come from a lot of money.
Oh.
So I have my own money.
Oh.
I don't really need Robert's.
So, like, maybe we could get a place.
Oh.
I could move out of my mom's attic.
I never thought of that. I didn't know I could use that money to buy things.
Oh, you can use money to buy lots of things. Not just books. And you don't just have to put money in books. You can buy all sorts of stuff.
Wow.
Homes, apartments, cars, subway passes.
Oh.
Plane tickets.
All my money has been in a very, very lucrative trust fund, accruing a lot of interest for many, many years.
Cool.
So, I just didn't know I could use... I just thought it was money I had.
Oh, so what I'm hearing is we can kind of do whatever we want.
Oh, well, yes. I guess so. But
okay.
I'll give you the money and you buy the things because you're the man.
You'll give me the money?
Well, yes, because you're the man.
When are you doing this?
When?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
know. Like after the massage?
Sure.
Oh, okay. All right, well, let's do it.
As long as we'll be in love forever, I am so excited to give everything to you.
That's great news.
Mrs. Leavenworth, they're ready for you in room B for the couple's massage. For you and, well, whoever you're getting the couple's massage with.
All right.
Well, Robert, it's been nice knowing you. I will get my stuff out.
What? Honey, what? What? Did you say something? I was on the phone. I'm real busy, okay?
Okay, Robert.
I got a lot to do here.
Yes, you're right. You're such a busy man. Gotta file
divorce paperwork and...
I'll sign whatever you tell me to sign.
Okay, yes. And I'll need you out of the house.
Okay. I only have but one suitcase of things.
Okay, you have 4 days.
Yes, it should not be a problem.
Okay. Oh, my lawyer needs to know something. Are you keeping my name?
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, what's your last name?
Well.
Or do you want my last name?
What is your last name, Steven?
Gerberbitch.
Gerbitch.
Gerberbitch.
Gerberbitch. Gerberbitch.
Gerberbitch. You say it. Well, it's not Gerber bitch. Like a bitch that eats Gerber baby food. Gerber bitch.
So Gerber bitch.
Okay. Gerber bitch.
But fast. Gerber bitch.
Yeah, do you want that? I could take your last name. What is it?
Oh, it's Horowitz.
I'm progressive. What?
It's Horowitz.
Horowitz?
Mm-hmm.
Steven Horowitz.
It's not like I'm a whore.
No, I don't think anybody would think that.
Oh, my dad said that to me many times.
Isn't that his last name?
Yes, but it's different when it's a woman.
Yeah, oh, I see.
But yeah, because he's a man. He can't be a whore. That's a
weird joke to make to your own daughter.
Well, I garnered some attention from the male population. Sure, and he just... You know, I never looked their way, but my dad was just like, oh, you Horowitz.
Oh.
But it's Horowitz.
Oh, I get Horowitz. Well, do you want me to take that last name?
Well, it depends.
I don't mind.
Do you like being Gerber, bitch?
Not when you say it like that.
Well, I'm just.
It's Gerber, bitch.
Gerber, bitch.
Gerber, bitch.
Gerber, bitch. I think I can learn to love this name.
All right, then you can be Susan Gerber, bitch.
Oh, Susan Gerber, bitch.
Fantastic. Cool. So, yeah. So how about this? We'll get the massages, okay? Then I'm assuming they have like a shower or something.
Mm-hmm.
We can take showers.
Together?
If they let us, sure, why not? Yeah.
Steven!
We can consummate this marriage in the shower. Then, you give me these codes to the bank account, all the bank account information, trust fund information, you give me all that stuff. Then I'll meet you at the airport. How's that sound?
Wonderful. Should we get married?
Yeah, we can figure, let's talk about that on the plane.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk about that on the plane, all right? You just wait for me just in the at the Cinnabon in Concord B.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, we still have an hour of massage together.
Right, of course.
But, oh my goodness, Steven.
Does that sound like a plan?
This new life I'm going to leave.
Sure.
Going to leave everything behind except for Princess.
Right. No, yeah, bring the dog. Why not?
I'm going to.
Okay, cool.
Harold, we're ready.
Okay, sounds good.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Tiffany.
Hi, Steven.
Hey, Tiffany.
Yeah?
Okay, you're never going to believe this.
What?
Some lady just gave me millions of dollars.
Oh my God,
Do you want to come with me to Cancun?
Oh my God, like totally.
Okay, awesome.
Wait, like for real?
Yeah, just me and you. And we can just go forever. We can just spend the rest of our lives together, traveling the world. You know, I can buy that boat. I know you've always liked boats, and you always used to be like, God. Oh, I like dudes with boats, and I never had a boat, and well, I'll have a boat now.
Well, Steven, you know I broke up with you because you didn't have any money, but right, like...
I know, but now I got lots of money.
But now that you have money, like, I can totally date you.
Oh my God, thank you. All right, Tiffany.
Oh my goodness.
All right, I'll pick you up. This is going to sound weird. We're going to take a bus to San Francisco, and then we'll fly out of San Francisco.
But you're like, you have millions of dollars.
You're right. We'll get a chauffeur.
Oh my God. All right.
All right, Tiffany.
Totally.
I'll see you in like 45 minutes.
Okay, Stevie.